Okay, learning should be in discuss for Shalem, Yehuda Spaschai Farrell, Mayor Hill, but Rizal Esther, Soch Sharcha Yisrael. So, again, like last week, we're going to have 10 ideas. I'm very into this 10 thing. And we get to all 10, great, if not. Okay. The first part of the talk tonight, we're going to focus on what Shabbos HaGadol is all about. You know, Parshas Matzor is great. We focused a little bit about last week.
Yeah.
But I wanted to really go into it. Why is Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol? You ask a little kid what Shabbos Shuvah is. I understand what Shabbos Shuvah is.
Yeah.
It's the Shabbos before Yom Kippur. It's time to do Shuvah.
Yeah.
What's the Shabbos HaGadol? Okay, it's the Shabbos before Pesach. Shkoich. What is the big deal? So it's a very famous answer which I gave to you on page 1, which brought up in the Talmud Minhagim and the Sefer over here from... Actually, the Sefer is called Sefer Shabbos HaGadol.
Oh, wow.
The whole Sefer talks about Shabbos HaGadol, different ideas on the whole Sefer. And the Torah writes a beautiful idea, a very, very, very well-known idea in Simon Tav Lamed, the Torah.
Yeah.
This is the Torah, son of the Rush. It says, Shabbos Shlifnei Pesach Korn also Shabbos HaGadol. You want to know why we call Shabbos HaGadol the Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol? V'hatam lefi shenasa ba'uneis gadol Pesach Mitzrayim michu v'asor. You want to know why? It's because on the 10th day of Nisan in Egypt, every Jew was commanded to take a lamb, and they shechted it in Egypt. As the Pasuk says, Kichsiv be'esor l'chodesh hazeh v'yichu lahem seh l'bayis l'beis evas seh l'bayis v'pesach sh'yatzur yitzur Mitzrayim hayu b'yom ha'shem. B'yom ha'. Excuse me. What happened? Every Jewish family took a lamb, took a sheep, whatever it is, and they tied it up to their beds. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but who was the god of the Egyptians? Who was the god of the Egyptians? The lamb, right? So it's brought down in different midrashim. Then what happened? If you look at page 1 over here. Page 1, it says in Medrash Rabbah, Kishalalchu Pischein Boso Shabbos, 4 lines down. Right? When Klai Yisrael took these animals and to make it their... For their carbon Pesach, it was the 10th day of Nisan, but it was also Shabbos. Niskapsu bechoros umas ha'olam etzel Yisrael. All the nations of the world came in Egypt, came to Klaiso and said, "Vishalom, lama hayu osin kach?" This says the Medrash. Why are you doing this? Why are you taking all this sheep? Ormalahem zevach Pesachu laHashem sheyagro bechor Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to take a Pesach laHashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's gonna kill all the firstborns. We're doing it in commemoration to that current Pesach. That's what we're doing. Holchu eitz avoseyem. They went to their forefathers ve'el Paro. Levak shemino sheyishalchu Yisrael. Send the Jewish people out. They said they're gonna kill. All the bechorim are gonna be killed from Egyptians from all nations. Just send them out. Ve'lo ratzu. Paro didn't do it. You know what happened? Says the Medrash, there was a civil war in Egypt. And you want to know who died? A lot of Bechorim, a lot of Bechoros from all the different nations died, and a lot of them were killed. Master of the Pasuk says, "Lemaka mitzvah bechoreim," to the Maka in Egypt, to their Bechorim. You know who the Bechorim are? To all the nations who were killed in this internal thing. So what was the Nes? Says the Sefer Tamei HaMenhagim, who quotes from the Torah. You want to know what the Nes? Why that's called Shabbos HaGadol? It's to commemorate the Nes. Then what happened? The Nes. What happened? They wanted to stop them. V'lo hayu roshon lomar davar al shem also a Nes. They weren't able to say anything. Right? If you think about it, why they go to Paro? Just tell the Jews stop doing. Stop, just go over them. The fact is that there was such a miracle that they weren't able to say something to them. They weren't. They didn't have the audacity. The chutzpah to say something to be able to try to stop them. That was the biggest Nes. Shabbat Togodo is commemorating the Nes that happened in Egypt. And that's the most famous answer. Why is it called Shabbat Togodo? To commemorate the Nes that happened. But I want to talk about 4 more ideas. The second idea is really by itself, like the first one, and then the last 3 connect to Shabbos. Why specifically Shabbos? So go to page 2 over here. All these answers are brought down from a Sefer I got in upstate New York. Sometimes you find the best Sfarim in the most random Sfarim stores. I'm telling you right now, the Sefer called Likutei Yikarim, it's just a Likur Sefer on a lot of different things in Pesach. And my wife sometimes when we go up to upstate for camp, whatever, we have an off day, go to this place, she told me like of a half hour, like I'm not going in there, it's like hot and smelly, but like, those are the places you find the biggest gems. So I found this Sefer, and the whole Sefer is this beautiful, beautiful stuff, and the whole first part of the section gives you all different ideas why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Right. The second idea, he says, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So he says like this, B'nai Yisachar says beautifully, that the mazel for the Egyptians was a tlet. What's a tlet? The type of lamb, it's a type of sheep.
Yeah.
So he says that the whole Egyptians thought that the whole world was based off of their mazel. All Egyptians thought that, right? This is our mazel, that's why we bow down to them, he's our God, this and that. But what does Shabbos represent? Shabbos represents the opposite, right? What does mazel mean? That a person has a certain luck, and just everything is in that. And that Shabbos represents there's no such thing as luck. Hashem has control over everything.
Right. Okay.
Hashem has control over everything. So the B'nai Sassar says a beautiful thing. If you look around six lines down, Lahoros. Six lines down in the middle of the page, Lahoros.
Okay.
Lahoros. Ki koach hamazolos v'ta'anusam maser b'yad Hashem isbarach says. B'nai Sassar, to teach us all the mazalim. Right? The Egyptians thought the whole world was connected to all the different mazalim.
Yeah.
But the Iker thing that we do to show you, that the mazalim are actually only controlled by Kadosh Baruch. There's no such thing as mazal. Gemara says, ain mazal b'Yisrael. Chai Yisrael aren't determined by luck or by any types of these stars. The Chai Yisrael, Yechbot, Yita, Otam, Ki, Gavoh, Me'al, Gavoh, Shomer. Kadosh Baruch, he's above all this. So what? And when's the biggest day that Chai Yisrael sees a Kadosh Baruch's hand? We know that day is only Shabbos. How could it be that there would be a day for in the Jewish people's calendar every 6 days we rest what's the point of that? Says the B'nai Sassar, it's for us to be able to realize what are we doing in this world. That's what Shabbos is all about. That's why he's looking over here. If you go around the Shabbos Mora right here, the Shabbos Mora Chiddush Olam Yamechudush Betuvo. Shabbos represents and teaches us the newness of the world. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, the Or Chaim HaKadosh explains that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world every Shabbos. Every Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from that Shabbos, creates another 6 days. It means if there were Jews who wouldn't keep Shabbos tomorrow night, there wouldn't be one Shabbos, the world wouldn't go on, says Or Chaim HaKadosh. The Shabbos gives a person to be able to come back, be able to understand what it's all about. The Chayven Shehu HaMachadosh Hu Yochel L'Shadim Kiritzono El HaKadosh Yachvatz Yitahim. The person is able to come back to see what's true in the world. V'lakach Nikra HaShabbos Shabbos HaGadol. What does it mean? Called? Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Shebo nisgale v'nodo ki godo Hashem mikol halukim. Because Shabbos is the time a person is able to reveal the world is Hashem's greatness is revealed more than any other koach in the world. It's the time that we see that all the mazalas in the world are controlled by who? Controlled by Hashem. So really, the last four ideas are really focuses on the Shabbos aspect. The Torah really talks about the godol, the nes. The last four answers we're going to see is the first one. B'nai Sassar says. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Shabbos HaGadol, because all the mazalos, because they've been trying, bow down to all the mazalim, the mazalos and the tulem, they believed in all these little luck stuff, but Shabbos is a specific time that we focus in on Shabbos controlling our entire life. Beautiful, beautiful insight. The third idea, I'm just going to read it. I didn't photocopy it for you, but I just wanted to be able to say it. You could share the safer. So this is the third idea, why Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol. So the Pri Chadash, quoted by the Sefer Beis Asher, says, if the whole miracle happened on the 10th day of Nisan, right? That's what the Torah says, and it's brought down. The whole miracle of when Klai Yisrael took those sheep, it happened on the 10th day of Nisan. So then why don't we celebrate it on Shabbos? We should really celebrate it on the 10th day of Nisan.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about this question. Why don't we make this, if we're going to celebrate this whole thing about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us in Egypt from all these Egyptians, so then maybe we should celebrate on the 10th of Nisan. Why are we every year celebrate Shabbos and tomorrow night, not Yud, I think it's Zion or Ches, right? I think it's Ches. Or test, whatever, but it's not Yud.
It's not Yud.
It's not Yud, right? So another day, what's going on here? Yesh lomar tekavanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo haya al Yud B'Chodesh, rak daika al Shabbos. Says the B'Chodesh. You want to know why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure you understand in the Zeschus of Shabbos, Chayesel were saved in Egypt. It had nothing to do with the 10th day of Nisan. It might have happened on the 10th day of Nisan.
Right.
But Shabbos itself was the one that protected for him. We're going to go through the next three ideas. Now, sometimes people quote on, they feel like, Shabbos HaGadol, and emphasis on HaGadol, but really, it's really on Shabbos. Shabbos was the day that they took the sheep, and they were saved from being hurt, right, by those people who were very upset, by all the nations of the world, right, by the Egyptians who were saying they're killing our gods, this and that. It was the Koach of Shabbos, says the Pri Chadash. Rak daika al Shabbos sheyiyah lekichas b'Shabbos kodesh, shigen lahem z'chush mir Shabbos kodesh, latzil ma'sakana gadol. You want to know how they were saved? Because the z'chus of Shabbos kodesh. An incredible idea. The Chayvan, she'ra'u gadol ma'al Shabbos kodesh. Because they saw the greatness of Shabbos and they kept Shabbos, that's why they were deserved to be able to be saved from Shabbos, from all that anger. That can you imagine your entire life, you're growing up bowing down to a sheep, everything you're doing sheep, and then one day the people you specifically enslaved for 210 years. There, you know, you feel like the war is about to end, whatever, and they're slaughtering your gods, and you want all you want to do is be able to fight back, right? Unbelievable. Says the Pri Chodesh, quoting the Sefer Beis Asher. Incredible idea. You want to know how they weren't able to? Because the Schuss of Shabbos saved them from this. The Schuss of Shabbos saved them from that, and therefore the Kochos of the Mitzrim, they weren't able to touch them. They weren't able to physically touch them or to spiritually touch them. And that's why we specifically celebrate the Shabbos Hagadol. Not in Tetzav Nisan, not on Yud Nisan, but specifically Shabbos before Pesach. Because Shabbos is the time that Shabbos was the thing that protected Klal Yisrael in Egypt. And therefore, we celebrate Shabbos Hagadol, the Shabbos before Pesach, to remember the Schuss of Shabbos that saved us in Egypt. Beautiful third idea. The fourth and fifth idea are really very similar connected ideas about the Schuss of Shabbos. Here we go. We're on page 3 over here. Page 3 is the idea from the Tefer Shlomo. No problem. So this is from the Tefer Shlomo. Who is the Tefer Shlomo? It was the Radomsky Rebbe. It was actually his Yortzeit last week.
Oh yeah.
So I thought we would put another idea from him. So he says right over here, page 3, this is the Hatam. Hatam im ne nikra Shabbos Hagadol. Why is Shabbos Hagadol called Shabbos Hagadol?
Yeah.
So he writes so beautifully. Apima she'anu omrim b'shmon es. So we say in Shmon es in the first bracha, Hakel Hagadol Hagiber Bahanora. Right? We talk about the different attributes of Kodesh Baruch.
Yeah.
So he writes from different Svarim. Actually, this is really from him. He says that those words, Hagadol, Hagibur, Bahanora, refer to the Shalosh Avos, refer to all the three Avos.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Gadol, second line, Negan Midas HaShe'Arm Avinu. Gadol refers to the Mid of Arm Avinu. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Chasecha Gadol Alai. Right? Avram was the Mid of Chesed, Gadol is right there. So Gadol refers to Arm Avinu. Gvura, right? Gibor, refers to Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the mitzvah of pachad. He was the mitzvah of yira. He was fear. He was gvura. Yaakov is Nora. Yaakov is awesome, right? Because when he passed by the place, what did he call the Beis Hamikdash? When he passed by and he went back, Ma Nora, Mahamokum Azah. How beautiful was this place? We're not going to talk about Yitzchak and Yaakov tonight. We're going to focus in on the Arm Avinu aspect. So he quotes an incredible idea. He says, we know the Zohar tells us, a few lines down here, that all the brachas of the week come from what? All the brachas from the week, every week, come from the Shabbos before. Right?
Right.
We quoted this before in the Shir. The Mekor Shabbos in the Chododi. Mekor Shabbos is the bracha. Right? Where's the... I need a sit over here. Let's get a sit over here. Right? As Rav Shlomo Alkapit said beautifully, Shabbos is kihi Mekor HaBracha. It's the source of the bracha. Says the Zohar. Kol brachin de le'ela v'tata b'yom ha'deshivi talya brachin de le'ela heim ha'shpaos bin yonei avodos Hashem. Says the first Shlomo. You want to know what all the brachas back inside over here? All the brachas from the week come from the Shabbos before. And if you want to know what's going to be in that week, it all comes from the Shabbos right before. Says, why is Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol? Because the Shabbos before the Yontif has all of the Kedusha inside of it. Has all the Kedusha inside of it. So why do we celebrate Shabbos HaGadol on Shabbos and not on Tenth Nisan? Because we know from the Zohar that all the bracha that comes from the week comes from Shabbos before. I mean, this Shabbos, the Kedusha of Pesach is already chal. The Kedusha of Pesach is already in there. That's why a lot of people have the minhag to start saying to read on Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos HaGadol, to read the Haggadah up to certain points, because the Kedusha of the Haggadah is already starting. It's not, and I'm saying starting in Matzah, now don't start doing that.
I know,
right? 100%, especially Erev Pesach. I mean, the Gemara says that someone who has Matzah on Erev Pesach, it's like someone who has relations with their engaged wife in their father-in-law's house. An incredible mashal, no? Someone who has matzah on the Erev Pesach, the Gemara says, is as if you had relations with your engaged wife in your father-in-law's house. It makes sense, no? I mean, it's not
on your list of things to do.
Yeah, no, yeah, 100%. Not only something to do, but it's a very, a lot of people go to town about how do you compare that to it. But it's just supposed to hold off. It's going to be in a little bit. It's going to be much to use. That's the idea.
Anyway.
It's coming anyway. You just got to hold a little bit. Exactly. It says that's not for now.
Yeah.
Says the Tver Shlomo, you want to know why we celebrate on the Shabbos before, not you. Now if you go over here, go to the word Hakol. Says, of course that it happened on the 10th day. But the fact that the miracle happened, that they were able to take the sheep. When did that happen? That happened on Shabbos itself. Even if Shabbos HaGadol doesn't fall on the 10th day. Because it's the Shabbos before Pesach. Right? And we know the Mid of Avraham Avinu is very much connected. The Torah even writes that all the Shalosh Regalim are connected who? They correspond to the Shalosh Avos. Avraham is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, Yaakov is Sukkos. We'll talk about it later, maybe later on the year, how Yitzchak Shabbat is connected to Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkot. Avram is Chesed. When was the biggest Chesed that we've ever had? We didn't deserve to leave Egypt, right? Avram Avinu was his meat was Chesed. All he did was want to give to other people, even to Arabs. He didn't know them. So that Pesach is connected to Avram Avinu. But says the Fer Shlomo, you want to know why? At the end of the day, why Shabbos go to call Shabbos Agudah? Because the Shabbos before Pesach has all the kedusha of Pesach, and that's why that's why we celebrate Shabbos, but not on the 10th day, but on the Shabbos before. I just want to get to the 5th and final answer, and then we get to the second half of the shir tonight. We're just going to say this answer outside. So the 5th and final idea is from the Shin of a Rebbe, Divrei Yecheskel. We're on page number 4 over here, Divrei Yecheskel. So he says over here, very very similar idea, but the kedusha of Shabbos, we're going to just say it outside. You want to know why Shabbos was called Shabbos Agudah? Because it was the time that Shabbos itself. When was the midah when the schus of Shabbos was so announced to the world? It was to announce to the world the kedusha of Shabbos. When Shabbos Agudah in Egypt on the 10th of Nisan, when Klai Yisrael took the sheep and they tied up to the beds and the non-Jews weren't able to touch us. It's a similar word to the Pri Chodesh, but he says it in his own way. So quickly, Nimsa Shabbos also Shabbos. And that Shabbos in Egypt, Niskada Ha'oshel Shabbos, the sign of Shabbos was so lengthened, it was so brought up to the entire world, it was so lifted. The whole world saw. Shabbos in Egypt was brought out such tremendous clarity that who runs the world was the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that was the schus why we called Shabbos Agudah. Not because of some of a nace, it's because we called Shabbos Agudah. Why? Because it was the fact that Shabbos in Egypt, the whole world saw Kodesh Baruch Hu so clearly. Shabbos Agudah, why do we call it the Shabbos, the great Shabbos? It was the Shabbos that the whole world saw how great Kodesh Baruch Hu is, how clear Kodesh Baruch Hu is in our life. So just to be able to review all 5 ideas, and then maybe we'll start with a new recording for the last part of the shir. We said we started off with the Torah. The Torah said, why is it Shabbos Agudah called Shabbos Agudah? It's because it was the time the Medrash tells us that all of the Jews took a sheep and they tied it to the beds, and the non-Jews complained to Paro, what is this? What's going on here? They weren't able to touch us, and they had a civil war.
Okay.
So we had this tremendous miracle that the civil war happened. They weren't able to touch us. That was from the Torah, the Sefer Talmud Menachem. The second answer we saw was from the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael said that the Egyptians saw that their sheep was there, the mazel. It was that what really happened? We said Kodesh Baruch Hu was so clear, says the Bnei Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu was so clear that Kodesh Baruch Hu actually controls all the mazalos. That's what Shabbos Agudah is. And then that's really the last 3 ideas. We saw from the Pri Chodesh, the schus of Shabbos. Shabbos itself was the reason why they were saved in Egypt. Because they kept Shabbos Kodesh. That's why it's called Shabbos Agudah. You want to know why it's called Shabbos Agudah? Because the schus of Shabbos, that's what saved them from not being, they weren't able to touch them for what happened, and they weren't about their sheep. And finally, the last 2 answers we saw, the Tver Shlomo says the Gadol. Gadol refers to Avraham Avinu, which refers to Midah Chesed, and all the Kedusha of Pesach comes from the Shabbos before. So that's what's called. That's why the whole Midah, the whole essence of the miracle, we don't celebrate on the 10th of Nisan, we celebrate on the Shabbos before. Because to remember this idea of the right, Mekor Bracha, as we said in Lechodori, so right, Ki Mekor Bracha, it's the source, says the Zohar, it's the Mekor Bracha, it brings all the Bracha for the entire week. So the Kedusha of Pesach is already the Shabbos. That's why you celebrate it on Shabbos and not on the 10th. And finally, Shinever said that it's because that Shabbos itself was so. It was so clear that Shabbos in Egypt, Kodesh Baruch Hu, was so clear to the world. That's what we called Shabbos HaGadol. Not Shabbos HaGadol, and Rambam says on the second word, but Shabbos, the Shabbos. What's Shabbos? It was the time that Kodesh Baruch Hu was so clear to the entire world who was running the world. So Bez Hashem Yishmei Zocha to take these reasons, now going into Shabbos HaGadol, be able to appreciate Shabbos in our own way, be able to sometimes learn different things that we're not able to learn during the week, be able to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu as much as we can. This Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos HaGadol, have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh and a beautiful